up all night with a screaming baby. You run all day at the speed of light. And every day you feel a little bit less like the beautiful woman you are. You fall into bed when you run out of hours, and you wonder if anything worth doing got done. Maybe you just don't know, or maybe you've forgotten. You are changing the world, one little heartbeat at a time, making history with every touch and every smile. Oh, and you may not see it now, but I believe that time will tell how you are changing the world, one little heartbeat at a time. With every I know you can do it. Every tear that you kiss away. So many little things that seem to go unnoticed. They're just like the drops of rain over time. They become a river, and you are changing the world. One little heartbeat at a time, making history with every touch and every smile. Oh, you may not see it now, but I believe that time will tell how you are changing the world. One little heartbeat at a time, you are changing the world. One little heartbeat at a time, making history with every touch and every smile. Oh, and you may not see it now, but I believe that time will tell how you are changing the world. Oh, I believe that you are changing the world. Oh, I believe that you are changing the world. One little heartbeat at a time.
Hallelujah. Let's magnify the Lord together. Hallelujah. Could you exalt Him? He is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to say one more time, there's so many I would get in trouble to acknowledge each one, but so good to have all of our visitors with us this morning. And I appreciate all the things that have been said and sung in honor of our mothers, and that which has been said and sung in honor of our God. Amen. And He's here. What makes a church isn't just this special occasion that we have. It's His presence at work in our midst. And that's what we covet today. Amen. If you go ahead and begin turning, I'm going to announce my text. You may think I got the wrong holiday and I'm thinking it's Christmas, but I'm not. Luke chapter 2. And as you're turning, we have a very special service tonight, and this is our Women in Worship service. We've been doing this for several years. Our Women Bless Us and Worship, and you don't want to miss tonight's service. And ladies, we need as many of you as can be here at 6 o'clock. You're going to practice a song to sing tonight, and it's going to be a special time, and you can sing, and the men will shout tonight. And then get a bulletin. We got several things this week, from prayer meeting Tuesday morning, youth nursing home ministry that evening, our family worship night on Wednesday. We got our men boy camp out, and maybe Brother Jim can get an announcement to whoever's making them tonight. And then a ladies retreat on Saturday. And so several things that are coming up. Amen. Well, I know it's a special occasion, but my prayer is something eternal will happen in somebody's heart this morning. Amen. Be in prayer for those that are sick. We're praying for Sister Crispin. She did have a better week. Remember Vent. He had a slight setback. We continue to remember him in prayer. And then, of course, Tracy's mother just had surgery yesterday, too, and she needs special prayer. Continue to remember these in prayer. Would you stand for the reading of God's word? According to the law, Mary and Joseph took the babe Jesus, just days old, to the temple, and God had orchestrated some meetings there, and one was with a man named Simeon. The Holy Spirit told him to go to the temple that day. He'd meet the Messiah. Verse 34. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, Jesus' mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Now, verse 35, I want you to notice, Simeon has been talking about the child, but he's been looking at the mother for a moment. And something else prophetic comes to Simeon's heart. He's been prophesying about the child, but something prophetic about the mother comes to him by the Holy Spirit. And he says to Mary, yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul. Notice the word also. A sword shall pierce through thine own soul. Also, that's a parenthetical thought. And then he goes back to what he was saying about Christ, and he said that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. I want us to think about that, what he said to Mary. A sword shall pierce the mother, not the child, the mother. A sword shall pierce through thy heart. I want to preach this morning for mothers with a sword in their hearts. Mothers with a sword in their hearts. Father, do something eternal this morning. Lord, I pray that you would just speak to hearts that need you. You'd speak healing and comfort, strength to hearts that need that. But Lord, whatever the need and however you move, may we leave here differently than what we came. Lord, help us to realize we're on the brink of eternity and the events of this world. And this service is important. And what you do for folks in this service is important. And Lord, shut up our hearts to the truth and remove every distraction from your word. And may Jesus be glorified in our hearts. In Jesus' name, God bless you. You can be seated. It was kind of an odd thing to me. I was out in the sanctuary. I was out here seeking the Lord about the services and things. And I was listening to my MP3 player. And the song that came on was a hymn we're all so familiar with, The Old Rugged Cross. And I have to admit, it was a strange moment for a Mother's Day message to come to someone. But as they were singing, on a hill far away, and I'll cherish that old rugged cross, in a moment, it hit me. What about Mary there that day at the old rugged cross? Now, there's a lot of people there that Jesus meant a lot of different things to them, but I'm going to tell you right up. Mary, as Jesus' mom, was something to Jesus nobody else was. And I believe that day, the pain of the mother's heart was greater than anybody else's pain. How many moms would acknowledge, say, that had to be? Old rugged cross. Why? She had given the Messiah birth. She had held him in her arms. And Simeon was right all those 33 years prior when, as he held the babe, he looked at the mother and said, a sword shall pierce your heart. He was right. I mean, there were other occasions when Mary's heart was pricked. But there at the cross, that sword was thrust into her mother's heart. You know, there's a lot to words, and I think Scripture is really careful about this. You know. By the way, speaking of Simeon, it seems an out of place thing to say to a mother who's rejoicing over the birth of her child. Can you imagine me doing something like this? Can you imagine me having a baby dedication and holding a baby in my arms and looking at that mom and say, "This kid's going to break your heart"? Doesn't that seem out of place for Simeon to say that? But I want you to know, at the cross, his prophecy came true. That sword pierced Mary's heart. And as I was saying, you know, words are important things, and we just read the word sword. But if you would study that, the Greek word for sword didn't mean a little dagger. It meant a large sword. This was no pinprick. This was a massive thing in Mary's heart. And it gets even a little more intriguing because this word wasn't just used for a large sword. It was used for a spear. And could I say that I believe the moment when Mary felt the greatest pain is when that Roman soldier took that spear and drove it up through Christ's side, up into his heart. As that sword, that spear was going into Jesus' body, there was another spear, another sword that was going right up and piercing Mary's heart. Prophecy come true. I don't know how, I know it has been this way with you, but just a little splinter. Anyone ever had a splinter in your finger that you couldn't get to? I mean, that can be a painful thing, especially as that abscess. You know, that's where the real pain starts. And I'm way ahead of myself this morning, but I'll tell you one thing. A sword in the heart is one thing, but when that thing begins to abscess, infection, and if it's that bad walking around with a splinter in your finger, think what it is for Mary and other mothers who are walking around with a sword in their heart. And so I want to dedicate, and I'm not going to be long, but I want to dedicate this Mother's Day sermon to every mother that has a sword of pain thrust into your heart. I want to dedicate it to you. I want us to look to the Lord for healing and help. I want to talk about the character of a mother's heart briefly, because here's where the pain lies. You see, a mother's heart is what leads to a mother's hurt. If a mother didn't have the heart she had, she wouldn't have the hurt that she has. It's built into her. The moment a female, a woman, has her first child, she is forever changed to something different. She'll never be the same. With the birth of that child, she becomes a mother. She has a mother's heart. And how many would agree that no love is like a mother's love? Therefore, no pain is like a mother's pain. It can't be. You know, children, we're not down on children, please, been said about them, but children come into this life causing the mother pain. Is that right? And sadly, the real pain doesn't begin till later in life. They come beginning their life with pain to the mother. They continue that. But I want you, if you can, mothers, put your place in Mary's place at the cross and the unimaginable pain she watched as they tortured Jesus, crucified him. Keep in mind, she gave birth to him. She had held him in her arms. She had carried him in her womb. She had nursed him. And now to watch her adult son be so ill-treated, crucified. And you see, again, it's a pain that no one but a mother can imagine. A mother's heart leads to a mother's hurt. You know, thank God he made women that way. But women, and in particular mothers, are just more empathetic, sympathetic. Men, look at me. We're not really empathetic. We're not really sympathetic. We're just kind of pathetic. When it comes to showing concern, you know, a woman will take a hurt child, just kiss on him and pat him and cry with him. And a dad will say, It'll feel better when it quits hurting. I dedicate that to Brian. Isn't that right? A woman has a different heart. She's truly sympathetic. You know, it's just that way. I'm only joking. This did happen this morning. We got a high table, you know, one with the chairs are high. I call it our Pharisee table, you know, the high seats, you know. And it's just the right height that little Tristan this morning, he was running, and it caught his head right on the corner. You know, a man's first thing is the table okay? But he didn't come running to Grandpa. You know who went running to? He went running to Mom, and oh, she just stopped everything, and she just kept patting him and kissing him. It's going to be all right. That's a woman's heart. And it's a woman's heart that leads to a woman's hurt, a mother's hurt. I want to talk about some causes of a mother's hurt. I want you to ask the question, what is the sword that pierces a mother's heart? Mary's was all through his life watching Christ rejected and ridiculed and ill spoken of and ill treated. And then that ultimate sword was watching her own son crucified. I don't know if she can hear this morning, but she would be affirming what is being said. She said, you can't believe how painful that was. But those aren't the only swords that pierce a mother's heart. I want to imagine some of them, and I won't list them all, and I may not even list yours, but that doesn't change anything. You can let God minister to you this morning. I believe there's the sword of single parenting that has pierced some mothers' hearts. And it is a sword. It is painful having to do it all. I've talked to single mothers, the loneliness, the lack of a father role model in the lives of their children, in particular their son. And it goes beyond that. It's the financial burden, trying to make ends meet. And it's the very thing that perhaps caused a mother to be a single mother, betrayal and unfaithfulness and ill treatment. I want you to know that is a sword. The sword of single parenting has pierced some mothers' hearts. Another sword is the sword of an unbelieving husband. I've heard mothers trying to serve God, live for God. I've heard the pain of their hearts, the sword that's pierced them, the going to church alone, no spiritual support in the home, the mom missing her husband beside her in the pew, no spiritual leadership, amen, for the children in the home. And then besides all of that, the sword in the mother's heart of an unbelieving husband is for his soul. Where is he going to spend eternity? And she's serving God with the sword in her heart. There is the sword of the congenitally ill child, or maybe the injured child. And here's a mother that watches their children struggle, do the everything a day things of life, and thinking to herself of all the things her injured or a sick child is going to have to deal or do without and miss out on. The sword of the congenitally ill child. And there's other swords. Moms, there's the sword of watching your children hurt. Watching your children hurt. Can you imagine the pain? This is physically, but can you imagine the pain that Mary felt watching her son crucified and knowing that he must hurt and the pain that he felt? But it's not just that. I know it's that way when your kids are young, mothers. You see your kids suffer with a fever, suffer with an earache. You see all of those things. Maybe it's injury and you feel that sore. But you as mothers, you would agree that those social things are even tougher. Watching your child left out, knowing your child wasn't invited to the birthday party, knowing your child's been bullied. Amen. You moms would agree, when you see your children hurt that way, it hurts you in a powerful way. The sword of watching your children hurt, and the years go by, and it comes to the point your child has a broken heart. I know it's not Father's Day, but I kept thinking of the time when Hannah was very small, and I think it was a vacuum cleaner broke down, and I just took it apart there in the kitchen floor and started putting it back together, and I plugged it in, turned it on, and it took off running again. And she came up behind me and threw her arms around me from over the top of my back and looked up at Sandra and said, "Daddy can fix anything." And she left, and I said, "You know, the sad thing is she's going to walk in here one day when she gets older with a broken heart, and Daddy won't be able to fix that." And whatever pain a dad may feel, a mom feels a lot more empathy and a lot more sympathy. And when her children have a broken heart, it breaks mom's heart. It's the sword of watching your children hurt. There's the sword, mother, for some of you, the sword of the rebellious teenager, the teenage children, the disrespectful words, the making the wrong choices, the running with the wrong friends, the getting involved in the wrong things. I mean, that's a sword that pierces a mother's heart, the rebellious teenage children. Then there's the sword, and I believe this is a tremendous sword in many a mother's heart. Hear me this morning. There is the sword of an adult child that rejects Jesus. As a mother that cares for your child, your overall greatest desire is to see your children live for the Lord and to watch them grow up and reject the things of the teaching of the church, reject Christ, reject serving the Lord. And you're thinking of your child and you're thinking of them being lost for all eternity. And that is a sword that pierces a mother's heart when her adult children will not serve Jesus. They've rejected Him. They're living contrary to the way they've been raised. What a sword that pierces the heart. I think another sword that pierces the heart is watching a child that goes wrong, does wrong, does something unspeakable or evil or criminal. You know, you read of those things and sometimes see it on the news, just a real criminal kind, a person, a hardened person, maybe a murderer or something. And I always think to myself, that reprobate murderer was some mother's little baby. And that's the way she sees it too. She'll never get beyond seeing it that way. What a sword that pierces a mother's heart to have a child that has done something wrong. And we could go on, and I may not have listed the sword that pierces your heart. It may be of a different nature. I do know this, and this is true for fathers as well, but children never get so old that parents quit being concerned for them and hurting for them. They don't. And by the way, when I read my text, how old was Jesus then when this sword pierced Mary's heart? He was 33 years old. That didn't take away the pain one little bit. So I'm not just speaking to young mothers this morning. Amen. And I may not have mentioned your sword. I know there are other things. Watching your children struggle financially, that's a sword in a mother's heart. Watching your children go through a breakup of a marriage or of a home, that's a sword that pierces a mother's heart. Amen. Maybe it's your children have seemed to have forgotten you. And here on a Mother's Day, you received no call. You received no card. And your children seem to have forgotten you. I may not have listed the sword, and we could go on, but we're not going to. It's just a matter of fact, there are mothers walking around with a sword in their heart. I can't close on that note because I also notice in the story of Mary and Jesus the care for a mother's hurt. A care for a mother's hurt. You got to go to another account of the crucifixion. But in Gospel of John 19, it says, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother." I mean, that's what hit me here in the old rugged cross. Mary was there. The mother was there. When he hung there in awful shame, she was there. And his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. But listen. It wasn't just the mother looking on the child. Listen to this. And Jesus, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." Then saith he to the disciple, to John, "Behold that thy mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. Mary saw the spear that was thrust into Jesus' side, a would-be. She'll see that, but she saw all the beatings. She saw all of that. But Jesus had already seen the sore that was piercing his mother's heart. And in all his pain and agony as a man hanging on the cross, he said, there's my poor mother having to see it all. There's my poor mother suffering. I want to make sure that somebody takes care of her. I think he was kind of thinking this way. Oh, I'd like to hug my mother, but I can't. They got my arms spread out and nailed to this cross. And because I can't hug her, since I can't hold her in my embrace, there's John. He can. I'm going to make sure somebody hugs her. Right? He said, I won't be able to walk my mother home. I'm going to be dead. But I don't want my mother to walk home alone. I'll make sure there's somebody to walk her home. And so he turned and he said to John, John, would you take care of her? He's watching his mother weep, and he said, oh, if I could, I would wipe those tears from her face. I can't do that. My hands are too damaged. I'm tied to this cross. I can't wipe away her tears, but John can, and I'll make sure that John does it. He's having a concern and taking care of his mother's heart. He knew the sword was piercing her heart, and he cared. And I want to ask you a question. If there in all that pain, Jesus showed so much concern about his own mother having a sword piercing her heart, don't you think being God, amen, don't you think he has a concern for every mother that has a sword piercing her heart? Jesus was limited as a man and in the role of saving us and dying on the cross. But he made sure John was there. But I want you to know Jesus is now the resurrected Lord, and he is not limited. He's not limited by a human body. And I'm going to tell you, he doesn't have to turn and find somebody to help the mother, though he may. He'll do it himself. He'll come to your mother. He'll wipe your tears. He'll hold you in his embrace. He'll walk home with you today. Hallelujah. He has a concern for the mother with the sword piercing her heart. Aren't you glad we serve such a Savior? I just feel like saying, gentle Savior. Oh, hallelujah. Gentle Savior. You're concerned forever, mother, with a sword piercing their hearts. There is one little caveat here. Jesus made the arrangement for John to take care of Mary with the sword in her heart. But Mary has a decision. Is she going to let John? Is she going to go home with John? Is she going to live in John's house and let it happen? And I want to tell you, mother, you may have a sword piercing your heart, but you've got a decision. Are you going to let Jesus help you? Are you going to let Jesus hold you? Amen. Amen. Maybe you're here and you don't even know Christ. That doesn't change a thing. If you're a mother with a sword in your heart, you don't know Christ. He still wants to help and to heal you this morning. Amen. Won't you let him go home with you? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. What a healing takes place when he takes you within his embrace of grace and love. And so I want to change this just a bit. Jesus on the cross, concerned about his mother with the sword in her heart, he turned to John and said, behold thy mother. And he turned to his mother and said, behold thy son. And I want to say to every mother that may not know the Lord, you may not serve him, but you have a sword piercing your heart, I'd like to say, behold your Savior. Behold the one that'll help you. Behold the one that will heal you. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Would you come, music? A sword piercing your heart. I dedicate it to those mothers with a sword piercing their heart. I may not have mentioned every sword that is a possibility this morning. I do want to call your attention to something that's been in the news for the last several weeks, 2 weeks, three, whatever it is, 25 days, whatever. Do you recall what's happened in Nigeria when the Muslim terrorist went in there and abducted those 200 plus girls from that school, abducted them out of the dormitory? Have you heard anything from the mothers? Have you seen their face when they cried and screamed for their children? I want you to look at them. I don't know how much you can see there. You can see a little bit, enough to know there's a sword piercing their hearts. This is real life. This isn't a made-up illustration. This is real life. These mothers have a sword piercing their heart. Amen. Anybody that's not touched by that is too absorbed in your own little selfish world. Amen. They got a sword piercing their hearts. You know, as a preacher, I just can't resist preaching sometimes, and this is coming to me out of nowhere, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. You know, Jesus said, "Woe unto this world because of offenses, for offenses must needs come. But woe unto the man, the person by whom the offense cometh." I used to tell my kids it never come from them. Again, it's that pathetic part. They'd say, "Oh, Dad, I got a headache." And I'd say, "Well, according to the Bible, it's better to have a headache than to be one." Real comfort. Real comfort. Real sympathy. But it's true. It's true. It's better to have a head. And mothers, you may have a sword piercing your heart, but there's somebody in far worse shape. And it's the one that put the sword there. Amen. Would you stand? Hallelujah. I said I dedicated this to mothers with a sword piercing their heart. Maybe nobody knows. Maybe nobody knows. Maybe nobody knows. Maybe even your children don't know how bad it hurts. But I've dedicated this to you, and now I want to do what Jesus did for his own mother. I want to do it for you. And I want to say, behold your Savior. Behold your healer. Behold the one that cares. Behold the one that'll take you in his embrace. Behold the one that'll dry your eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Could we bow our hearts and heads? You know, here's the thing. The only time we really get somewhere when we hear God's word is when we'll respond. Just respond. And since I dedicate this to you, mothers with a sword piercing your heart, I'd like every woman, every mother that would be honest enough to say, "I've got a sword." You don't have to tell anybody what it is, but you can say, "There's a sword piercing my heart. I'd like the Lord to help me with it." I'd like you just to begin to come, mothers. Could you do that? Could you do that? You just be honest and say, "I've got a sword piercing my heart. I need healing. I need help. I need strength." Would you just begin to come right now? Don't hesitate. There's others. There's other moms. Would you just come right now? You just confess, "I got a sword piercing my heart." Just come and stand so we can get in behind you and pray. Amen. I may not have mentioned your sword. Amen. Come and just step right up to this altar here. I want to tell you something else. You know, Mother's Day can be hard for some folks. Maybe you're here because the sword is, you've not been able to become a mother. I think he's concerned about that sword too. Look at these moms. Look at these moms. I'm not playing games here, but you know, look up on the wall, that pain. It's a little different nature, but you can see it in the faces of these mothers right here. Right? Right? A sword pierces their hearts. Hallelujah. Are there any others you'd like to come? Amen. First to respond, if the spouse is here, the children, I want you to come behind these mothers. Would you do that? Would you do that? Amen. If you can't get behind them, come up and join me on the platform. And we're going to pray for these mothers. Mothers, I want you to hear me. Listen. Behold your Savior. Behold your healer. Behold the one that you can cast your care upon him because he careth for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Moms, I want you to pray a very simple prayer. Lord, help me with this sword. Would you begin to pray that, moms? Amen. He'll help you. Amen. I want the rest of you, come in as close as you can. Get behind these that are standing here. Would you come? Any that would like to join me? And look, I'm not being facetious, but if you're here and you know you're the sword, why don't you take care of that this morning, whatever you need to do. Maybe you need to get saved. Maybe you need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you need to say, Mom, I'm sorry. Mom, I shouldn't have. But if you're the sword, why don't you take care of it this morning? Come on, everyone, we'll gather in behind here. Amen. Let's pray. Let's have church on this special occasion and see these moms help. Come on, you that have gathered behind, begin to pray in the name of Jesus. He's Savior. He's Deliverer. He's Healer. He's Mighty God. Oh, the sword is there, but He is my help. I don't know how long Mary heard all of her life, but she had a help. She had a strength. She saw victory. There was a resurrection. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let's bind together in prayer. Hallelujah. Lord, would you do a work? As many as will, would you gather in through the aisles and up around the front and pray for these this morning? Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
You're the man.
Come on, moms, just a minute. Say, Lord, here's the sword. Here's the sword, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. There's healing. There's a balm. There's healing. There's healing. There's healing. Moms, believe it. He's the great physician. There is a balm of Gilead. There is a healing. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You with unsaved husband, He's able to save to the uttermost. You with unsaved children, He's able to save to the uttermost. Oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts, but He's the healer. He's the healer of my heart.
When my world is torn apart.
We're not denying anything. But He's the healer. Come on, moms, reach up. Hallelujah. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. He leadeth me in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He'll walk with you out of this place. Hallelujah.
When I'm broken, Lord, I find.
Oh, bless your name.
All I need is who you are.
Bless your name, Jesus.
You're the healer of my heart.
Lord, you're the healer. Lord, touch every one of these moms.
My comforter,
Jesus, let them feel your holy presence.
Friend,
Lord, your hands are no longer nailed to that cross. Put your hands upon them, oh Lord. Lay your good hand upon them. Wipe their tears, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Women, I've said you're empathetic. If you see one of these fellow mothers up here, show some of that empathy and sympathy right now and pray for them. Would you do that? Amen. Pray for them right now. There's a sword in their heart. There's a sword in their heart. Be there for them. Pray with them. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus.
In my world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
He's pouring in the oil. Hallelujah. He's pouring in the oil. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Maybe you don't know the pain of a child that won't speak to you. That's a real sword. Somebody needs help this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, He cares. His hands are no longer nailed to the cross. He'll hold you. He'll wipe your tears. Hallelujah.
In the shadow of your wings.
Hallelujah.
Went to the cross. My trembling hands can barely cling.
Bless your name, Lord.
And in that blessed hiding place, I'm covered by amazing grace. And in the warmth of love's embrace,
oh,
my strength
thank you, Lord.
Is renewed.
Thank you,
in
Lord.
In these moments with you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For the healing
hallelujah.
Of my heart. When my world is torn.
Only a mother's heart can hurt like that. But oh, there's a healing. There is a healing.
Make me
oh, there is a healing. There is a healing. Hallelujah.
Can make me whole.
He'll walk with you. He'll strengthen
my peace. troubled time.
Oh, Jesus,
when I'm broken, Lord, I find all I need is who you are.
Oh, you're the strength.
You're the healer. Shelter in the shadow of your wings. When to the cross my trembling hands can barely cling, and in the blessed hiding place I'm covered by amazing grace, and in the warmth of love's embrace your strength is renewed. In these my world is torn apart, you're the mender of my soul. Only you can make me whole. You're my peace in troubled times. When I'm my source of help, you know me better than I even know myself. You know that I am merely clay, a vessel that so often breaks. But when I do, then Lord, you take the pieces of me and you make the healer of my heart. When my world is torn apart, you're the mender of my soul. Only you can make me whole. You're my peace and trust. Shelter in the shadow of your wings. When to the cross my trembling hands can barely cling, and in that blessed hiding place I'm covered by amazing grace, and in the warmth of love's embrace my strength is renewed. In these moments with you, you're my peace in troubled times. When I'm broken, Lord, I find all I need is who you are. You're the healer of my heart. You're the healer of my heart. When my world is torn apart, you're the man. me whole. You're my peace in troubled times. When I'm broken, Lord, I'm fine. Need is who you are. You're the healer of my heart.